Our Lord speaks in the gospel of those who are worldly, as in the days of Noah or in the days of Lot when the flood came and when Lot was living where Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, and the people were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage and buying and selling and planting and building. All these things, staying busy, busy with the world's affairs, busy with the routine and not giving any thought to God and to his service, his commandments, just living life for themselves. And so they were destroyed. Message, I think, is to, as this spirit of detachment from the things of this world, but an attachment to the things of God and of heaven, setting our hearts on the things of heaven, thinking about the things of heaven and longing for them, and weaning ourselves from the things of this earth. We all have attachments to the world. We're all kind of worldly in some ways. And so we have to look at that and strive to wean ourselves from the world. And there's this idea of self-denial and detachment, which is painful and difficult to do, to get rid of bad habits, to diminish our attachment to worldly pleasures and entertainments. This is a difficult thing to do, to break our habits. But we have to do that. We have to at least not value the things of the world and long and pray and ask for the grace to weaken our attachments to worldly things and to attach ourselves to holy things, to more and more close union with God in prayer, and especially attachment to the will of God, which we see in two different ways. One, accepting the will of God as we see as things happen to us that are beyond our control, that we cannot change, perhaps. We have to accept God's will in those ways, especially if they're not unpleasant. So there's acceptance of God's will, and then there's doing God's will, which is perhaps more difficult. Seeking to know what God's will is in our individual life, in our momentary life, day to day, but also minute to minute, hour to hour. What does God want me to do? And this is an effort we have to make to want to do God's will instead of our own, which we're all inclined to do. Seeking out God's will. What do you want me to do? Asking that question throughout the day, all the time. What do you want me to do? And then the detachment is important in that respect, so that we can do what God reveals to us is his will. If we're attached to our own will and our own desires, then we're less able to do what God wants us to do. So seeking God's will, seeking, learning, desiring, and praying for that enlightenment of God's will is our quest for detachment, so that we will be ready when God comes, when God calls us, when the day strikes, we will be ready to come before our Lord and receive him, and he can receive us.
Fructum ventris tuum.